It is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the microphone Sue Droughton. And Sue is the President and the Public Relations Officer of our wonderful Zonta Club here in Caboolture. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good. Now, Sue, good. May is Domestic and Family Violence Awareness Month, and Zonta has some great collaboration to highlight this issue. What is this collaboration all about?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Rosemary. Yes, it's my pleasure to promote this collaboration. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of the members of our club for putting this together. Okay, so May is Domestic and Family Violence Awareness Month, and one of our aims is to raise awareness and engage more effectively with young people on domestic and family violence mm-hmm. and coercive control through a fitness-based program. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. And how does this help, Sue?
Okay, Rosemary. Well, gyms are great places for young people to meet and engage in physical activities in a safe and positive environment. So we wish to use gyms in organising a fun competition for young people to raise the profile and understanding of our campaign's messages. So we have such activities as they might include a treadmill, a stationary bike, skipping, rowing, stairmaster, bear plank or others. We try to ensure all activities are gender inclusive.
And which gyms are you working with, Sue?
We have local gyms here in our area. So this year we have the privilege of to collaborate with two gyms, World Fitness and Plus Fitness. And they're going to provide a campaign message and knowledge of domestic and family violence and coercive control. They'll be organising weekly competitions and redeeming the really fantastic prizes to the winners.
Okay, yeah. And what do people have to do to become involved?
Well, visit World Gym or Plus Fitness in your local area before or any time in May to participate in this competition. Invite your friends to join in the competition as well. Share social media posts. And this will be provided by Zonta through the gym on DV, which is domestic and family violence and coercive control. But most importantly, have a healthy mind, body and relationship. So for more information on this program, this very innovative program that Zonta Caboolture is doing, check out our Facebook page from the 1st of May.
That sounds good. Now, Sue, just before I let you go, it is the World Gym and Plus Fitness.
They're
two of them.
Yes.
Wow, that
there
sounds
two in our local area.
That sounds a fantastic way for women to become engaged. And is that women of all ages, Sue?
Women and men, and men and young, and specifically one of, because it's so many young people go to the gyms, so it's young people. We want younger people to be aware of particularly the coercive control, and coercive control is going to be an illegal act soon. It's going to be there's an act before Parliament and it's going to be against the law. It's going to be a criminal offence. Mm-hmm. To engage in coercive control. So young people need to know what exactly is coercive control.
Yes, male and female.
Male and female.
Lovely.
Rosemary, so that's what it's all about. So that's what our Zonta members are collaborating with the gyms about. So there's going to be some wonderful videos that they'll be able to see. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited. As president, I'm very excited for our club to be doing this.
Listeners, we've been speaking with Sue Droughton, and she is not only the president of Zonta here at Caboolture, but she is the public relations officer as well. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Sue, and all the very best for that initiative that you've all come up with. Fantastic.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for having us.